Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I finally found my hallelujah.
Hey Paul, it's Wally from Waconia. Here's a prediction. You're wrong. Have a blessed day. Please hurry back, Jordana. Your understudy Paul is making a mess of things.
Good to be alive right about now. Good,
good. Understudy? I thought I was her intern. Tomato, tomato. It's all the same, you know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Hi,
Paul.
And who's this Wally from Waconia?
I don't know. Kind of annoying. He keeps calling.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He keeps calling.
Yeah.
And you keep
putting
him on the air.
I keep trying to block his number, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. You enabled him.
Well,
you're an enabler.
I mean, you got to use the tools you have, I guess.
Well, it's freedom of speech, Elon Musk.
Something like
freedom
that.
Of speech. Oh, boy. Anyway. Happy Monday. Let's not talk about the weather. I'd rather talk about, and tell me, has this ever happened to you with your significant other, your spouse? Have they ever thrown you under the bus by failing to tell you that something was wrong with you cosmetically? Maybe it was your hair. Maybe your clothing was disheveled. Maybe your fly was down. I got to tell you a story. Saturday night. Actually, this was Friday evening, and it was a get together for auto dealers here in the Twin Cities for the auto show. Just getting ready for the big auto show, which is going on May 14th to the 22nd at the fairgrounds. A chance to shake some hands, meet some people, talk about this event, which is going to be a huge event at the state fairgrounds. So I am DJ, and I know you're going to be impressed. I am the EV spokesperson. Because I am battery powered.
Yes, yes.
Or soon will be. Yeah. But so I am excited. And there's going to be like 14 different EV options, maybe more than that. Different, you know, pickups and vehicles. The options are increasing, and I can't wait to drive each one. So anyway, I'm shaking hands. I'm saying hello. And it was a nice evening. I get home, and I, you know, go into the bathroom, look in the mirror, and here there's this big black thing on my left ear. It looked hideous. It looked like I had gangrene on my left ear.
Wait.
And I let out a yelp. I'm like, what the? And I went down to my wife downstairs, mm-hmm. Lori, my bride of 37 years, and I said, did you see this on my ear all evening as I'm meeting and greeting people and shaking hands? She goes, I didn't think anything of it. Well, thank you so much for not telling me that I had this thing. And it was from the headphones. I have the headphones at the office.
Yeah, right when you told that story, I know exactly what that is. The little flakes of whatever covering on the foam come off when you wear these headsets sometimes.
Right.
Right. And they stick onto your cheek or ear or whatever.
They stick on my ear.
I wonder if any of those people went home and like were going on WebMD or whatever and like trying to diagnose what you... I think Paul might have some sort of disease. He's got this weird thing on his cheek.
Somebody should tell him. But I wondered in retrospect why people kept looking up at my left ear. And now I know. So... I'm like, look, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
I shouldn't have to say this on the radio.
Well,
has Katrina ever done that to you?
She has. I'm going to tell you that story after the break. But and we do want to hear from you guys. Has this happened to you? Give us a call or text, 651-461-9226. But it's totally your wife's responsibility, because I don't think it's right for the person you're meeting for the first time. You don't meet somebody for the first time and say, "Hey, Paul, you got a weird black thing." Because what if it was, you know, like some weird wart or birthmark or something? You don't want to do that. But your wife knows that it's not normal, that shouldn't be there. And it is her responsibility as your partner to tell you that that's there. So usually I agree with Lori, but today I'm on team Paul. She should have told you. And I'm assuming you would repay the favor, right?
Of course, and I tell her.
She's got broccoli in her teeth or something?
If she's got a boog problem, you know, boogers and that are clearly visible, I will tell her.
I was trying to be nice with the broccoli in the teeth, and you just went straight to booger. Okay.
Straight for the boogs.
Yeah,
well, look, we all have those issues from time to time, and it's part of the human condition. But I tell her.
Yeah.
And I'm baffled that she just... didn't care or just thought it was funny. And
I mean, did you make her explain herself? Did she have a defense for why she let you down?
She really, no. I just went upstairs before the show and I said, "Do you have any answer to this? I mean, I'm genuinely curious. Why would you let me go the whole evening with this black thing on my left ear?" It did. It looked like my ear was cancerous or gangrenous. It looked horrible.
Gangrenous, that's not a word. Do you think she like did it for the entertainment value? Because I'm sure she's not into like
pretty much.
Oh, you're blah 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 from some car maker, blah. And she's like, "Oh, I get to watch all these people stare at Paul all night. That's way more interesting."
Stare at Paul's ear. Maybe. I don't know. We should have, maybe in the 5 o'clock hour, we should get Lori on and ask her to defend herself. This is not a court of law. It is a court of public opinion. And my question to you is simple. Has your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend ever hung you out to dry by not telling you something was wrong? And please be specific. Call or text 651-461-9226. This is a public service, an attempted public service. Give us a call right now. We'll be back on CCO. Okay, my wife and I have been married 37 years, and I've known her for about 43 years. Took me a good 6 years to talk her into marrying me. And it's been a good ride. We argue over the dumbest things, usually. We bark at each other the older we get. But I love her dearly, even though she throws me under the bus every now and then, as she did Friday evening. I had this black stuff on my left ear from my headphones at CCO. They're older headphones, and they're brittle, and they crumble. And anyway, a piece of this black plastic or foam or whatever got stuck to my left ear, and it was there the whole night. And it looked like a giant bug. I don't know, like a giant tick was just stuck to my ear, and she said nothing. And I just don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of that. Diane in Maple Grove, do you have a story for us?
Hi, Paul. Yes, I do. Kind of similar. I was on the elevator. I was like in my mid-20s. I was with my husband, and we ran into this guy that I hadn't seen since high school. I think maybe I had dated him. And we're chatting away, "Oh, it's good to see you," and blah, blah, blah. And get off the elevator with my husband, and he burst out laughing. There was a chunk of a booger hanging out of my nose.
Oh, no. Oh.
And the whole time I was talking to the guy.
Oh.
Oh, man, it was awful.
Well, and look, everybody should have a buddy check, right? And this happens to everybody. I don't care who you are, whether it's stuff stuck in your teeth or stuff coming out of your nose. I mean, you can't walk around with a mirror everywhere. But did you give him a hard time about that?
Well, I should have punched him in the nose. I was so mad at him for not like telling me or giving me a Kleenex or something. It was awful.
There's got to be a way to signal to your significant other that something is wrong, like an SOS. I don't know, you know, blinking rapidly or something, so that they can take evasive measures. But anyway, thank you, Diane. I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty in calling in.
All right. Take care.
You take care of yourself. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. The bugs. Yeah. Mm-mm. One of our listeners says, Paul, my aunt put red lipstick on her eyebrows instead of eyebrow pencil. And she and my uncle went to church. He never said a thing.
He's got red lines over your eyes.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's harsh.
That's a good one.
That is harsh. Yeah. Well, and look, I mean, how many times guys, you know, with flies down and, you know, that comes with a turf, and she's been good about alerting me to those moments. But even though I usually say, hey, eyes up here.
Yeah, you make it sound
my
like
eyes are right here.
Those moments happen a little too frequently then, you know.
Well, so, have you had any issues? How many years have you been married now?
That's
DJ?
A great question. 12. I can't remember if it's going on 12 or just over 12, but something like that. And I should probably figure that out. Hopefully my wife's not listening for that comment and the story I'm about to tell. But one time we were going on just a little weekend trip, I think to Madison, if I remember correctly. Yes, it was Madison. Just my wife and I wanted to escape. It might have been our anniversary or something. We said, let's just go to Madison and grab a hotel and hang out for the weekend. And we're loading up the car. And I had just for loading up the car, I'd slipped on my University of Minnesota Crocs that are, you know, I have Crocs. They're comfortable. They're great. I do not wear them in public. I do not wear them to work. They're for like, you know, taking the garbage out and loading the car or whatever. And right. I neglected to remove the Crocs, and my wife neglected to remind me that I still had the Crocs on.
And you're in Madison?
And we were halfway to Madison before I realized that not only was I still wearing my U of M Crocs, but I had packed no other footwear for the entire weekend. So an entire weekend in Madison, including, by the way, we went to a Badgers, University of Wisconsin Badgers hockey game that weekend, and I strolled right in with my bright yellow and maroon U of M Crocs on because that's all I had for the entire, and we're going out to eat, and I got normal clothes and dress shirts and whatever, and I just wore Crocs the whole weekend. And I think, you know, it was kind of, I feel like the score is kind of even because my wife neglected to remind me that I had them on, but then I, of course, you know, instead of going to Target to go buy a pair of shoes, I just kept them on for the whole weekend, which probably embarrassed her to no end. But but what do you do? I mean,
an act of defiance.
Yeah,
I give you credit for wearing them proudly.
And if I needed a new pair of shoes, I would have just gone and bought them in Wisconsin. But I didn't need a new pair of shoes, and I'm just going to go buy one for the weekend. I just rocked the Crocs all weekend long.
You rocked the Crocs?
Yeah.
At least they matched. I'll never forget... once I had an early morning flight to, I think it was New York City. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where, but one of those, you know, 5 a.m. flights. And I got to the airport and I'm going through TSA and I look down and I realize I have two different colored shoes on. I have one black shoe and one brown shoe. And people are looking at me extra funny. Like, sympathetically, like, oh, this poor man, what is wrong with you? Are you okay? And so anyway, there was a shoe store, I think there still is, at MSP International, and I went and reluctantly bought some shoes that actually matched because I couldn't imagine showing up for a business meeting with two different colored shoes.
Now, how about this? I was once in a wedding. I was a groomsman. in a wedding, and they had a suit for us, but then they said, just go buy like a pair of brown dress shoes. Like, you kind of told us the color, but you know, so the shoes we were all wearing weren't the same brand and style of shoe. They were just all brown. And when we were kind of horsing around before the wedding, me and another one of the groomsmen were like, well, hey, we have the same size shoes. Let's trade. One, you know, I give him one of my shoes. He gives me one of his. So we went the entire wedding and we both had mismatched. They're basically the same color, but we both had
same color
mismatched shoes for the pictures, for the ceremony, for the after, for the whole thing.
Nobody said anything. And nobody noticed.
Nobody said anything the entire time. And we told the bride and groom like a couple of weeks later, you're like, hey, you know, by the way, I don't know if you saw, and if you really zoom in on a couple of pictures, you can tell, you go, wait a minute, something's not right there.
Which of the following does not belong? Well, and look, and the reason I had two different colored shoes, I was getting dressed in the dark because I didn't want to wake up my bride. Yeah, I did not want to wake up Lori, the same bride who threw me under the bus.
Threw you under the bus, yeah. Yeah. So again, it's her fault. We're just both going to get in trouble tonight is what's going to happen. But I tell you though, when I did the morning show here, I worked with Dave Lee for a few years, and I would get dressed in the dark almost every day. And I mean, many times I'd show up to work with my t-shirt inside out, or, you know, oh, I thought I had a different pair of pants on, but I got these. Or one time I showed up in green pants and like the same color green sweatshirt. And, I'm not much for fashion, but I know you shouldn't wear green on green. It's a bad look. But when you dress in the dark like at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's what happens.
Yeah. Giant leprechaun producer.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, Jordana, she filled in this morning from 9 to noon, but she's going to be on at 5:45. I want to see if she and Mark have ever had a close encounter. But keep it going. If you've got some stories, I love the red lipstick on the eyebrow story. That's awesome. Text us, 651-461-9226. An episode of the Folker Files coming up. My dad comparing Putin with Stalin. And speaking of Putin, the Ukraine. One woman's story of how she got her mom out of Ukraine. Sounds like something from an action thriller. We'll have her story next. Paul Douglas back with you, DJ producing today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jordana joining us at 5:45. Can you imagine how frantic it would be having loved ones in Ukraine in the path of danger and trying everything to get them out? I couldn't help but notice that the Defense Secretary of the United States, Lloyd Austin, said, we want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things it has done in invading Ukraine. He went on to say, the Ukrainians believe they can win. We believe they can win if they have the right equipment, the right support. We're going to do everything we can to ensure that support gets to them. So Saturday evening, I had a chance to attend a gala for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, the amazing things they do on a daily basis, turning lives around. And I met some incredible people. One of them was Lydia Tenoyan, and she is the researcher and project manager for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. And she's joining us today. Hey, Lydia.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I really wanted to spend more time with you Saturday evening, and I'm so glad your mom was able to join us for this gala dinner. Tell us your mom's name.
Her name is Ruslana Szymanowska.
And how long has she been in the United States?
She came here on March 6th, right a few weeks after the war broke out in Ukraine.
And Lydia, can you take listeners through the ordeal? You explained some of it, and I'm shaking my head to this day with what she had to go through to escape. Can you give us kind of the high-level version of how Mom got out?
Absolutely. We were expecting on the war to break out, and months before it happened, we warned my mom that we need to get her out. She's one of the very few lucky people who actually has a family outside of Ukraine and actually had somewhere to come, which is me, right? Because millions of Ukrainians right now are either in refugee camps or they're staying with strangers who probably can't keep them for very much longer. So we warned my mom that we would like to. We told her, let us get you out while it's still peaceful, when the planes are still flying, when you can still pack your things and bring a few suitcases. But Ukrainian people really couldn't even fathom that something of this proportions, this huge tragedy could even happen. They never thought that in the middle, smack in the middle of Europe, a country that's a neighboring country that has so much in common in history and language and in religion and all of that, you know, cultural ties, could do something like this to another neighboring country, just turned it into rabble. So my mom refused, and then, you know, and then Russia invaded and attacked, and it was too late. You know, the airplanes were not flying. There was no way to get out. And my mom spent a few, I think a week or so in her friend's cellar. There's no bomb shelters in Ukraine. So it was in a cellar. Then they thought, okay, cellar is not so safe, because what if the building is bombed and they're just buried in that cellar? And she was just very tired of getting up in the middle of the night, because usually bombings and shelling happens right in the middle of the night. So people can't sleep at all. 24 hours a day, they have to sit in the cellars. A lot of times, hundreds of them packed into this dark place with no electricity, no water, no food, children, you know, elderly people, disabled people. It's very complicated. So she just decided, I'm going to hide in my closet. I'm going to wrap as many clothes around myself as I can. So if, you know, there something happens to the building, at least I'm not injured as much. And then my wonderful church friends in Ukraine, they started this evacuation operation where they would evacuate women and children, but also elderly and disabled, to the borders of either Poland or Romania. And when I heard about that, I asked them if they would make room for my mom on the bus, and they surely did. So I told my mom one night, I think it was May 3rd, that I told her I found a bus for her to hop on with other women and children. And that morning at 6 a.m., she had to be there. And a friend of mine drove her to that bus right when the sirens went on and the bombings, you know, the bombs were falling down. She made it on the bus, and it, you know, the journey was scary, because you don't know what kind of roads you're going to take. Will the roads be also bombed? There were lots of military checkpoints. It took a very long time. And then they made it to the border of Romania. And actually, the whole thing was happening while I was in surgery. So it was really hard, because I wanted to keep my hand on the pulse and see where she is on her journey. But I couldn't, because I was under the under the drugs. So that was very stressful, a very stressful day of my life, very scary. And they were let out of the bus right on the border of Romania. And my mom told me the crossing of the border was like this cage with metal fence and women and children packed and back-to-back walking for 5 hours in freezing cold Romania in Ukraine to cross the border. But she told me, you know, she was just praying. People were just praying. Children were not crying. Women were not complaining. My mom was probably the only one with no children. A lot of women had 3-4 children with them, some of them nursing children, and they had to stand on their feet and hold those babies for hours and hours to cross the border. And it took 5 hours. I'm very blessed. I have amazing friends in Romania. And we went to school together at Baylor University in Texas. And this friend was willing to drive 6 hours from his house to the border of Romania, wait for my mom for hours, then spot her in the crowd. I sent him a picture how she's supposed to look like. And he picked her up and drove, actually got her a hotel room for that night. So most women and children stayed in this tent, which is also, I know the volunteers set up, Romanian volunteers, and Ukrainian, I guess, set up tents there on the border for women and children to spend the night until people move on. But most of them don't know where they're going to go. They have nowhere to go. They have no family to go to, nothing waiting for them. So the future for them is scary and bleak and nothing to come back to because it's turned into rabble. And my mom is just so grateful. She already had a visitor visa to the U.S. because she comes every summer to visit her grandchildren, my kids, and spend time with us. So that's how she was able to enter the United States. So a friend of ours, after spending the night in a hotel, he drove her another 6 hours to Bucharest. And overnight, I had to buy her emergency ticket to fly to Minneapolis. She flew through Amsterdam, and March 6th, she landed. And we picked her up, and it was, you know, full of tears and hard to believe. And she's so grateful to have a family to come to have a home and someone to take care of her. And she's probably one of the very few blessed and lucky people. And she wanted me to share how grateful she is to all American people who welcomed her here. A lot of people were so generous and helped her and, you know, to start off her feet because she came with nothing. She was allowed only a very small suitcase, some water and some food for that long trip to the border. And a lot of people came through and gave her a gift for, her to cover her ticket and maybe buy a few necessities. We do take care of her as a family, but other people came through and she's very grateful. She wanted me to make sure that I thank American people for their welcoming and for their generosity and kindness.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate you sharing this story, Lydia. And I'm so happy for you, for your extended family, that she's here and she's safe. She looked great at the event Saturday night. I could see how proud she was of you and and the amazing work you're doing at Union Gospel Mission. But we'll keep her in our prayers, as we do Ukrainians. And thank you for sharing your story and her story on CCO, Lydia.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. So, DJ, the difference, she had a visitor's visa, and that's the only way she could get into the U.S. immediately. And so, wow, one of the lucky ones to get out and be able to come into the U.S. right away. When we come back, I don't know if you have a stamp collection, if you care about stamps, but there's one stamp in particular I really want to get my hands on. And after you hear about this, you may want it as badly as I do. That's up next. Ah, yes, living in the limelight. It is so glamorous, so glamorous. I wanted to share with you a stamp, and normally I don't care that much about stamps, but if you get a chance, go on the Google machine and plug in Ukrainian stamp. Apparently you can only get this at the central post office in Kyiv, in Ukraine, the capital of Ukraine. It's a new stamp, and it shows a Ukrainian soldier giving the finger to the flagship Russian cruiser Moskva, which is the ship that the Ukrainians sank. It was the pride of the Black Sea missile cruiser, and it's now on the bottom of the Black Sea. On the sheet's perforated margin is the phrase that has become a rallying slogan for Ukrainians in their underdog battle against Moscow. Russian warship, go bleep yourself. And it's just this soldier, you know, his single finger in the air, and you can see the warship, the Russian ship in the background. And it's just, and apparently they can't keep them in stock. And I wish I could, buy one online, but no such luck. DJ, I'm glad you're okay. You told me about your accident, your softball accident. Are you going to blame the cold weather on that?
No, it has nothing to do. No, it's I'm a little out of practice, so I was coming in on a pop-up from the outfield, and I did not call off the infielder, and we had a good collision last night.
Oof.
So it was not good. It was not good. One of those times you knock into somebody, and the next thing you know, you're on the ground, and you're not really sure what quite happened or which limb went which way. And I was fine. Nothing. I mean, no blood, no broken bones. I got up. You know, I didn't black out or anything else.
What about a concussion? Are you worried about a concussion?
My wife screened me for a concussion because she thinks she's a nurse. She's almost there. She'll be a nurse this fall, and she said I'm fine. So I'm I'm okay. They asked me afterwards what I needed, and I said, I need a base hit. And I went and got one on my next at bat. So I went opposite field after that, a little slower bat speed maybe.
Well, I admire you guys for getting out there and playing, even though it's in the 30s.
And they canceled my game tonight. I'm just angry. Wind chills in the 20s is fine. I don't know why they canceled.
Hey, we'll talk about the flooding in Grand Forks. Maxie coming up next hour, and Jordana coming up at 5:45. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.